Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
I am Dean Anne Scantlebury, history graduate and current MPhil student in history of the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus. On this day, March 29th, 1969, the Barbados Advocate reported that a retirement function in honor of longstanding headmaster of the Buxton Primary School, William Seymour Arthur, had been held 2 days earlier. The event, which marked the end of a 45-year teaching career, was held at the Greenhill-based institution and was attended by the teaching staff of the school and officials from the Ministry of Education. According to baptismal records, the retiring principal was born out of wedlock as William Seymour Pounder on March 26, 1909, at Drake's Land, St. Philip. Following the death of his mother Mary Pounder in 1917, he moved to Arthur Seat, St. Thomas, where he received his education at the nearby Welch's Mixed School and was also trained in the pupil-teacher system under the guidance of legendary headmaster, Lawrence Theodore Gay. Upon completion of his studies at the Royal Training Institute in 1931, he was assigned as an assistant teacher to the all-boys Montgomery School. 7 years later, his reputation as a capable and dedicated educator qualified his promotion to the headship of yet another all-boys institution, the Buxton Primary School. Faced with the poor academic performances of his students, William Arthur introduced a system of report cards, which allowed teachers to monitor the progress of their students and apply remediation if necessary. He also started the Buxtonian, a school magazine that published students' essays, poems, and short stories. These innovative measures proved to be successful and ensured the admission of several of his students to the prestigious grammar schools across the island. Yet, beyond his long and distinguished career as an educator, very few Barbadians are aware that William Arthur was also a poet, whose work, as noted by Kamau Brathwaite, demonstrates a clear consciousness of Africa and African identity. His first collection, Whispers of the Dawn, was published in 1941, 4 years before Frank Collymore's 30 Poems and Hilton Vaughan's Sandy Lane. Many of his pieces were also aired on Caribbean Voices, a British Broadcasting Corporation program, and as recently as 2009, his 3 books were in use at universities in England and Italy. Despite his distinctive place in early Barbadian literature, William Arthur died on January 22, 2012, aged 102, largely unrecognized. Recent efforts, however, including the 2023 publication of Memories and Landscapes by Zoanne Evans, have sought to correct this oversight and have begun to restore attention to his published work and to this island's literary history.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.